Well, good evening to you and thank you for coming tonight. And I wonder if you're that little lad tonight. Well, tonight I want to share with you from the book of Hebrews,
chapter 2.
And this chapter tells us about why Jesus became a man. I think you all know that Jesus was not just a man, he was God in human form. That's why in every city in this world, there is a place where Jesus is honored. All over the world, in every country, the name of Jesus is known. And also in many places people don't like that name. Because when Jesus came, he didn't just tell us how much he loved us, he told us what was really wrong with us. Well, here in Hebrews chapter 2, it tells us reasons why Jesus became a man. And the first reason is in verse
9.
The first reason then is so that he might taste death for everybody. What does the Inuktitut say, taste or eat? Nothing at all?
No.
Oh. What does it say then? What can you translate it back to me? Sorry, did I say verse 10? But chapter 2, verse 9. Sorry, I said verse 10, did I?
No, I read verse 9.
Yeah, the end of verse 9, that he might taste death
it
for
says he died suffering.
For everybody?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you'd have to believe me then that it says he tasted death for everybody. That's what it says. He tasted death for you and me. Now, I have been to many, many countries and tasted some very strange foods. I told you the other night I've eaten scorpion. Vicky here has eaten insects like
grasshoppers.
I've eaten snakes and monkeys. I ate cow's brains in one place. Not there in the Bible. Oh, I've eaten some funny things. You don't eat snails here, do you?
Snails. I don't think we even have snails.
No, you don't. They're horrible things. They grow, they're like slugs, you know, like worms.
What
are they? A
Akopituye.
Thank you.
Simnoye.
Thank you, we got it. Okay, so I was once in Africa and they gave me Simnoye, this snails, whatever they are, yes. You didn't say it that time. Anyway, they gave it me and it was horrible. And I had to smile as I ate it. And say, oh, thank you. And I had to try and swallow it. Now, fortunately, my face doesn't show my thoughts. My face doesn't show what I think. Anyway, it was horrible. But there's an African tradition. If there is somebody there you want to honor, you can give them your food. So I had a friend with me.
Okay,
I honored him that day. I gave him all that bad food.
Amen.
Okay. But you see, sometimes the Africans, they put very much hot pepper in their food. We had one German boy.
He
was about 3 years old. He had never spoken. And one day he went to an African house. And they gave him hot pepper. When you put it in your mouth, you feel like your mouth is on fire. Put a spoon in his mouth.
Wow.
He didn't know, he put it, filled his mouth with pepper. And he ran to his parents. Shouting his first word. Pepe! What's the word in Inuktitut?
Papa.
Okay. Papa! Yes, that's what he did. Yes, you would too if it was happened to you. He tasted something very strong, very bad. And you see, when I tasted bad things like that, I would put a very little bit in my mouth.
Horrible.
Didn't like
it.
But when we read this, it doesn't mean just Jesus didn't dip his finger in and taste it. It doesn't mean
that.
It means that Jesus ate death for us. Now it doesn't mean like a snail or something like that, pepper, something like that. You can eat pepper, but you won't die. But when Jesus was in the Garden of
Gethsemane,
he saw the cup that he had to drink on Calvary. There's no pepper there, no snails, nothing like that. What was in that cup that he drank for you and me?
Well, just imagine not just something bad tasting, but something rotten. You know, like a piece of seal meat that has been dropped in the dirt and has been lying in the dirt in the sun for a week.
It's
smelling bad. You know it's rotten. You know if you eat that, you'll get sick. When it can have maggots. I don't know if you have maggots here from the flies. Do you have flies here in the summer? He looked into that cup, and there was rotten, deadly, poisonous things. There in that cup, there was diseases like cholera or typhoid or what are the diseases you have? Poison. In that cup was the bitterness of the human spirit. You know, in that cup was everything that is wrong with the human race. Now just imagine if Mary had a headache. Just, you know, you've got a bad headache. Yeah, look at the people. Very bad headache. Don't smile. Don't smile. Very bad headache. I'm going to pray for her like this. Lord, give me her headache. Oh, she's free. And I've got a headache. Oh! Did you ever hear anybody pray like that? No. We don't pray, give me her headache, do we? But when Jesus was on that cross, he said, Father, give me their headaches. Give me their cancer. Give me their madness. Give me everything that's wrong with people. Put it into me, I'll drink it, he said. I'll drink their bitter anger, jealousy, I'll drink it all. Now there are some things happen to us, we didn't choose them, they just happened to us. Once I got a swollen arm, I had to go to hospital to have it operated. Wasn't my fault, it happened to
me.
You see, Jesus was never jealous, he was never angry.
Jesus,
he was never impatient. But there on that cross, he tasted, he received all our sin. You know, there are things that human beings eat. They're very bad for us, but we think they will make us happy. Like alcohol, drugs, pleasures, we take them. And the devil says it will make you happy. But he's a liar. It won't make you happy. Those things will destroy faith. And love and joy in your spirit. Or if I say I've got a tablet here, take this tablet It will destroy faith in your heart. Would you take it?
No.
But that's what drugs do. That's what alcohol does. It destroys your power to overcome Satan. There are some very bad things in this world. And they come to you through your mouth. You must eat them. You must drink them. Nobody forces you. When I had children, little children, if they said they didn't want to eat something, sometimes I would fight my children to make them eat. When they said no, You couldn't make them eat. They could smell it. They could hear my voice. But to eat it, they had to want it. And when you receive something by your mouth, you are doubly guilty. It will destroy you. But thank God that Jesus received all the pain and horror of sin on the cross into his heart, into his being.
There
are many terrible sins, but when Jesus died, he broke them all. You might be in the prisoner of sin tonight.
But
if you believe in Jesus, he will set you free from sin. That's the first reason Jesus became a man. Then the second reason is in verse
14. 14. Jesus
Read verse 15. Here it says, the second reason is to destroy the devil. Destroy the devil. Now, is the devil destroyed? Does he exist tonight? He exists tonight. Now you don't have mobile phones here in Arctic Bay, do you? No mobile phones. So what can we use? Something electronic. Oh, here's a camera. Look at Vicky's camera. It's a beautiful camera, isn't it? It's a great camera. She took some wonderful pictures today. Wonderful picture of Arctic Bay. And a wonderful picture of me too. Which is best, me or Arctic Bay? Don't answer. Here's the camera. Now, if I wanted to baptize this camera in water, just dip it in a bath. What would happen to it?
Kanuikka yappa.
Put it down into water.
Imanuakpago.
What would happen?
Kanuikka yappa.
It would be destroyed.
Suakka yamma.
It wouldn't work.
Atokonnai lillumi.
Nothing works anymore. It's useless.
Suvarikki engulle kajakto.
No, we have a machine over here. I could baptize that in water.
Tegnet doktava tigomekto yvaktitum nangma yangai nangma.
It would be destroyed.
Suakka yammi yok.
On the cross, Jesus destroyed the devil. The camera would still exist. But it wouldn't work. And on the cross, Jesus destroyed the devil. He still exists. He can still talk to you. But he has no power. On the cross, Jesus took away the power of Satan.
This is good news.
It says he had the power of death. He doesn't have the power of death. So Jesus can deliver people from the devil. It doesn't matter how deep you go into his kingdom, Jesus can set you free from there. I remember when we were in Cameroon. In Africa. There was a German man came to us. He was onto drugs, taking drugs every day. He was demon possessed. And that man, he was in trouble with the police. The police were chasing him. He had broken the law with his car. He had no insurance. He was in trouble. He got sick. His foot was swelling up with diseases from Africa. And he was sitting in one of my meetings. He came to a meeting. And I said, does anybody here want to be free from the devil? If so, come to Jesus, I said.
No,
I hadn't finished my sermon.
What's this? For me? Where's mine? Where's mine? Don't worry. She's not answering. Anyway, you know, I haven't finished my sermon and somebody got a Coca-Cola.
I'm sorry.
Well, I was preaching there in Africa. And I wasn't finishing my sermon. But I said, does anybody want to follow to be free from the devil? He should come to Jesus. This German young man didn't know what we do in church. He didn't know. It was his first time. He didn't know when to stand up and sit down. He didn't know what time it finishes. He didn't know if you're supposed to go to the front or the back or the side or the... He didn't know. So when I said, anybody here want to be free from the devil, come to Jesus. He shouted out, interrupted everybody. I do, and he got up, walked to the front, fell on his knees, and I do.
Oh dear, what do you do when people do that in church? I had to finish my sermon pretty quick. If you're a preacher, you don't like that. If you're a preacher, you don't like finishing quick. So I had to pray for him. Do you know God set that man free? And God delivered him from all his problems. And he went back to Germany. Went to Bible school. And he's a pastor in Germany now. I think he knows when to stand up and sit down now. Oh yes. You see, Jesus, when he died on that cross, destroyed the devil.
Jesus is taken a sending a year in me to Kugami Satan as a Saragilong, but was so up to
him. There was a fight between God and the devil. Between God and the devil. Jesus was a man.
Jesus
God had become a man. And men crucified God. They treated God so badly. They put nails in God's hands. They beat his back so badly. And the devil believed, the devil encouraged men to do it.
He
pulled his beard out, his face was bleeding. They slapped him. They mocked him. And the devil believed that God would get angry. Get angry with sinners. And curse sinners. The devil believed God would give up. The devil believed that Jesus would leave the cross and go back to heaven. The devil believed that men would go too far and that God would give up. But no matter what the devil did, Jesus loved us.
Jesus,
when we crucified him, he loved us. While you were sinning, Jesus loved you. When you mocked him, when you rejected him, Jesus loved you.
And because
he loved us on the cross, he completely destroyed the devil. The Bible says that he crushed Satan's head. Why did he do that? So that he could take you out of the hands of the devil. He could take the poison of Satan out of your life. He could take the fear of death out of your life. And fill you with the love of God. That's the second reason Jesus died. First reason, to taste death for every man. Second reason to destroy the devil. Third reason. Verse 17.
tamanna tukiqarpuq ima inuqatini azzigilerriaqanorpai naukkutuin nalima nikarusuktuulluni soqqayuttuullunilu tunerrute tissijuulluni angiluq qauqullugutaakkunuga pijisserluni guutimi inuit ajorningit isumeriyunnaartauqullugit.
Thank you. Read verse 18.
Nanminerli aanniart titaulluni uktorluktaarussimagami taimaimmat ikajorunnarpai uktorluktaujut.
Amen. It tells us there that Jesus died to make propitiation for the sins of the people.
Taimari Jesus yutuqujjutigilortanga tamanna
It really means to pay the price for your sins.
Tanna tuqujjutigilortanga isamagiyannartaujunnarsiniaqatta ayornivupillugit.
You know, if a person goes to prison for 6 months, that's the price they pay for their sin.
Taimari kinnatuinnaq anullarsiiginmorputaqqina saksiñu taima ajortuulinerijamini akiliirto.
You steal something, you should go to prison, and maybe it's for 6 months. That's the price you pay for your sin.
Taimari tikliqjutit iqa tuivillaeroorlutit anullarsiivillaertoorvit taqqina saksiñu akiliijareqalerajartutit pinnerlugnerijarnut.
But what this means is Jesus went to prison in your place.
Taimari tanna tukiqarpuq Jesusi anullarsiivinmoorortu uvarut inivupilluniu.
He has paid the full price for you to be forgiven.
Taimari tamakkuarimaatti akilriaqartu akililortangin ajornatit isamariyannaartauqullugit.
You can have full forgiveness because Jesus died.
Tamakkittiartumik isamariyannaartaujunnartutit sooqa Jesusi tuqulorman.
Jesus died to forgive your sin.
Jesus itukulortu ayornati isamariyornaartauqullunigit.
The Bible says God so loved the world.
Taimari ittuji uqarsimangmatuguutti upuunnunnartuanertigiluarnikkumut.
He gave his son as a sacrifice for sins.
Ernituanitaannatunnerqutigiluartanga ayornivupillugit.
Whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Kinatuinna uppirusuktu Jeesusimi tuqutsaangimman nungusuittumikkiinnuusaqarniarman.
Amen. That's the forgiveness of sins.
Taannakkavisamariyunnartuanaajornermi.
Let me tell you a story that explains this.
Taanna unikkaapillarniarmattukiliutiluni.
This is a story for the children again.
Nutaqqanullu tuqaangallunni.
But all you are big children, I know.
Kisiani innauvuruarlutu nutaqainnauqatta.
This is a story to explain the forgiveness of sins.
Hai?
This is a story to explain the forgiveness of sins.
Taanna narunersiju isumariyunnaartaunniu ajorniu isumariyunnaartaunninginni.
Now this is a story about a boy in Ottawa.
Ottawa mitemaangut nukappiartaqaroormat.
Because he was living in Ottawa.
Taanna nunaqarsuni Ottawami.
And his father was a rich man.
Taanna ataatanga ajorsangittuulluni.
Not a very rich man. And one day he said to his father, "Father, I want a motorbike." A motorbike. And the father said, "I haven't got money for a motorbike."
He
said, "I need money for the family." I can't buy you a motorbike. The boy was very sad. But he knew where his father kept the money. There was a place in the house where his father kept the money. So one day when his father was out, he went there and stole his father's money. And he went out and bought a motorbike. He loved that motorbike. And he was driving down the road there in Ottawa.
But
then it came to evening.
And
he thought, I can't go home.
I can't
go home to my father.
I've
stolen his money, I've bought a motor, I can't go home anymore.
He
still had some money in his pocket. So off he went to Toronto. Drove all the way to Toronto. When he got there, he looked for some work.
But
he didn't get a very good job. And after 2 years, his life was at a very low point.
He
had to sell his motorbike. He had no money left. So he said to himself, I want to go home to my father. But my father will be angry with me. So he said, I know what I will do. I will write my father a letter. And he wrote a letter. Dear Dad, I want to come home. I know I've done so many bad things. And I know probably you wouldn't want to see me again. But I want to come home. But I will not embarrass you. I will come home on the 10th of May. And I will look at our house. I will look at the house. If you tie a white handkerchief in my bedroom window, I will come home. If you don't want me to come home, don't put a white handkerchief in the window. So he sent the letter. And on the 10th of May he went down to Ottawa. And at last he got the courage, he went down to the street where his father lived. Looked at the house. But he couldn't see the house. Because it was covered with white sheets.
And
from every window there was a handkerchief, white handkerchief. And there was the father waiting in the door looking for his son. And he
said,
you see, when Jesus died on that cross, God raised a big flag. The flag says, I love you. Come home. I will forgive all your sins. There is no sin you've committed. I forgive you. Jesus died to forgive us our sins. First reason. To taste death for everybody. Second reason. To destroy the devil. Third reason. To forgive our sins. Fourth reason. And this is our last point tonight. Verse 11.
Where am I? Inyong nilo, itong na itong muktisivok, ayok to rinig inni. Tan naro itong na ititaw yudlo, tamang may agaw sa may atatakapot. Taman na pidyutigit lego, Jesus eh, kang musuraw ngilak, nang minitinig, tayo nigit.
It's a very big word. It uses the word sanctifies. Washes. What's the word? Chapter
2,
verse 11. Both he who, what's the word in the...
Sanctifies.
What's the word?
This pilapartigo, lutano pilapartigo.
Partigo.
Lutano pilapartigo.
What does that mean?
That means you were made new.
Yes. Wonderful. Wonderful. He will make new. And this is the work of the Holy Spirit. You see, there was a day in my life when I received the Holy Spirit. Now, God doesn't give the same sign every time. When I received the Holy Spirit, God gave me a sign. And I felt currents of love flowing through my life. I could feel currents of love going all through my body, through my spirit, through my mind. God gave me that sign to teach me what to preach. You don't have to feel those currents of love like I felt them. But that's what God will do when He gives you the Holy Spirit. And you will be made new by the Holy Spirit. Those currents of love created in me a clean, new heart.
Oh,
I felt so clean, so pure inside, so new. Jesus Christ wants to give you a new clean heart.
Jesus Christ,
He wants to make you all new inside by the power of His Holy Spirit. You see, the word there, it makes you new, it makes you new. The Holy Spirit will wash things out. He will wash dirt out of your mind, out of your tongue. He will change your appetites, your taste. You know, when you wash something, you use different things to wash things, don't you? So for example, if you want to wash a very bad stain, you use bleach. What's the word?
Chavix.
It's a snake, isn't it? It's a snake. Chavix. Thank you. I think that's not inoptitut. Anyway, okay, Chavix. Well, okay. You use bleach. But if I put bleach on your beautiful blouse, it will change the color. Isn't that right? It will take even color out of it. You see, the power of the Holy Spirit will take the color of sin out of your soul.
Amen.
It is so powerful, the Spirit of God. He will make you clean. He will make you so clean. But He doesn't just make you clean. He creates something that wasn't there before. He puts in something that never existed in your heart. He gives you a desire to pray. He gives you the love of God. He gives you the power to want what is good. He takes bad out and puts good in. He makes you new. And the work of the Holy Spirit is why Jesus died. Now many people say to the Lord, give me the Holy Spirit. Many people say that. But what they mean is sometimes, let me have the Spirit as well as my old life. God says, no, the Holy Spirit will destroy the old life and create a new life. Some people say, oh, I want both. Oh, but Jesus says, you must choose. Because the Holy Spirit is a fire to burn the old life and to create a new life. You have to open your heart and say, destroy my selfish life and give me a new life. And if you will pray that prayer with all your heart, God will give you the Holy Spirit and make you clean and new inside. So that's the fourth reason. First reason, to taste death. Second reason, to destroy the devil. Third reason, to forgive our sins. Fourth reason, to make us new inside. So God can take the greatest sinner, forgive him, deliver him, change him, wash him, make him new. Like my friend in Germany, He can do the same for you. Amen. It's time to pray. And if you want to pray that prayer, I'm going to pray with you. Let's pray. You want to pray that prayer? You stand up.
Amen.
Yes, you stand up. Say, Lord, I want this. I want you to do this work in me. Lord, I want the power of the Holy Spirit to work so powerfully.